What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We have a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to get to you in just a minute, but I want to finish up with the human-caused global warming. Because apparently there is so much snow falling across the American West, it is starting to collapse buildings. And apparently hundreds of buildings, and yes, they were older and weaker, but they've literally collapsed under the weight of the accumulated snow. There's been at least one death attributed to this. Now, there was a story we ran on the website where scientists are saying that there is a strong possibility that El Nino will resurface and impact the monsoon season for 2017. And they're saying climate models and blah, 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 blah. The reality is climate models have never really been reliable in predicting El Nino. And the reason for that is, I think, and I wrote an article about this, the El Nino current rises from a point source that is over a large cluster of undersea volcanoes. And I think that's the source of the El Nino. It's not human cause, has nothing to do with human activity. It's geothermal. And remember, anytime somebody says human activity is warming the oceans, cooling the oceans, just say, how many active volcanoes and thermal vents are there on the floor of the world's oceans? And when they say, I don't know, you just say, nobody does. And if nobody knows how much heat is being added to the ocean by geothermal events, then you can't possibly know what the human contribution is. And what I did is I pulled up that article again and I took a look. And the point source for El Nino is right in that same area along the Solomon Islands and the Solomon Trench, which has been hit with all this whole series of monster quakes lately. And so I agree. There's probably going to be a very strong El Nino because those quakes might be indicating or stimulating increased volcanic activity. That means more heat into the water. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Kyle in Pennsylvania, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Another thing on the El Nino real quick. From what I understand, there's also another very large warm body area that's called La Nina, on the other side of the Earth, almost directly on the other side from El Nino. So I don't know how that plays in to global weather. But the reason why I called is you had mentioned NDAs as they apply to, you know, whistleblowers and things like that. NDAs are not allowed to protect illegal activity. So if Trump were to bring up vaccine drug pharma makers and have hearings under oath and they would perjure themselves, anybody who is under an NDA would then be free of that NDA because the manufacturers would have perjured themselves and the NDA would not protect them against breaking the law.
Okay, now what is your source for saying that NDAs are not binding in illegal activity? Because certainly looking at what happened to Dr. Wiegand with the cigarette company, it was a real threat, and they literally had to be jumping around states trying to find a state where the laws were a little bit more forgiving. But they were saying basically if he testified, he couldn't go home to his home state without being arrested. And again, it's a good movie to look at, and it shows how dirty corporations will fight to maintain their profitability and silence anybody who's calling into question the safety and efficacy of their products. So I would like to see an actual site that an NDA is voided by illegal activity, because that was not my understanding.
Yeah, I believe there was a case in the early 2000s that revolved around manufacturing of defective products. Don't quote me on which product, which they argued it set a precedent. Yada yada yada. Therefore, NDAs do not protect you from illegal
activity.
Okay,
well, that would have been after the Wiegand situation. So maybe the law has changed, and if it has, that's a good thing, because we need to have protection for whistleblowers who come forward when corporations and government are behaving badly and illegally. We the people have a right to know that these things are going on. We have a right to know if the government that lives off our taxes is spending that money well or spending it illegally, engaging in torture and various other war crimes. And we, the consumers, have a right to know that when we go into a store, what we buy off the shelf is safe for us. It will do what we're promised it will do, and stands a decent chance of lasting a while. And one of the things that I bemoan about our economic recent economic history is we've all fallen into this idea that as long as there's a warranty, that we don't need to worry about the actual durability of a product because, you know, if you take it home and it dies, you just take it back and you get another one. And if that dies, you take it back and get another one. That's a huge loss of time and productivity. And especially if you live someplace remote like Hawaii, where you have to go back to the original manufacturer to have the warranty honored, then you're looking at weeks of shipping time on top of everything else.
Well, and I heard a statistic that I think 82% of all flat-screen television failures are due to a fuse that costs around 89 cents. That there's a special little hatch on the back of the majority of TVs that is four screws. You bring it out, you'll see that the fuse is blown. That fuse is what allows the light to project really behind the image so you can actually see it. And people are buying all new TVs, just planned and perceived obsolescence, because of a 69, 89 cent fuse that could be switched out in a matter of about 5 minutes. So yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, when our high-def TV blew out, we basically got black lines coming down the middle of the screen, and the service that we bought the extended warranty plan, thank goodness, and the representative came on out and said, oh, yeah, that's dead. Can you replace the screen? Nah, can't replace the screen. Can't get the parts. We're just going to give you a new TV, and that's how we got our 3D TV.
And as to the caller earlier with the computer question, the operating system question,
yes.
Anybody who's not using Linux, I know it seems intimidating. I know it seems like something you've never done before. But if you have anybody who can properly install a Linux operating system and install a, you know, free, there's a lot of this freeware out there. There's programs that mimic Windows 100% accurately.
OpenOffice will run on Linux. I mean, I love Linux. I mean, the first operating system I really had a great deal of time to work with was Unix, which is very, very similar. And then X Windows came along after that. This machine I've got in front of me here is a triple boot. It runs Windows 7, Windows XP, and Linux.
Yeah, well, I made the switch to Linux, and anytime I need a file opening program, anytime I need a streaming program, anytime I need any sort of program, there are websites out there that all these programs that you're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars for, all, you know, audio, video editing programs, music playing programs, anything like that, you search it on the internet, there's websites, people have made these programs 100% free. They're out there.
Yeah, they're crowdsourced. They're crowd developed, you know, where you'll have a group of people working together on the project, and they do produce some very good product as well. And Microsoft has now tried to revive what's called the look and feel lawsuit to shut some of these operations down. And Microsoft's thinking they're not saying that people stole the software or pirated the software. They're saying it just looks too much like our product and people could be confused about it. No, not really, because Microsoft's products runs on Windows and the Linux products run on Linux. And on that simple excuse, most of these companies have evaded the legislation, but rather the lawsuits. But Microsoft loves to file lawsuits even if they know they're not going to win. The goal is to bankrupt some of these organizations, which, because they're not really for-profit corporations, they don't have the resources to mount a legal defense. But there's the GNU Project, Free Software Foundation. If you're into Linux, you got to get into GNU. All kinds of powerful software development tools. When I need to write custom software, I do it on Linux because the software development environment for Windows is clearly designed for large corporate software development departments, where there's a lot of people working and they have to coordinate. And it's made it very, very difficult for a single person to write decent software.
Well, and the programs that are being developed for Windows are being developed so vanilla and so bland so that they're so accessible to the masses that finding programs that do the specific function that you need, especially if you're doing high-end stuff like, you know, coding, development, things like that, it's next to impossible. These programs have just become so incredibly...
bloated is the word you're looking for. Bloated is the word you're looking for. Well, you know, I mean, that was how they would stimulate new sales. We've got, you know, the new version, and it will do this and this and this and this. And people said, oh, I want to have the new version. But if you're using Microsoft Word, chances are that you're never going to use 95% of what's in there. Because it is all in there for certain special applications. And again, if you go to OpenOffice, and there's another one out there called, I think it's NetOffice. And these are for free Office suites that you can use. And they're compatible with the older version of Microsoft Office. Microsoft has responded by changing their proprietary file formats to make it more difficult to migrate over. But, yeah, I mean, for the basic needs of an office, OpenOffice works great. I've got OpenOffice on here.
A friend of mine went out and bought a very, very popular video editing program, you know, recording, editing. He was loving it. He was fooling around with it. He went to go record. He paid a fortune for it. I paid over three digits. And he goes to record an audio track. He records the audio track. He opens it up, goes to edit it. A pop-up says, to edit your software, go out and buy this company's audio software editing program.
Yeah, the codec. Yeah, the codecs. Yep. That was a nightmare. First of all, I need to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. And we used to have something called the Bureau of Standards in this country. And to really understand what's going on, you almost need to go back and study the history of Unix itself and how it came to be. And what it was, Unix originally came out of the Bell Laboratories, and it evolved out of necessity because prior to Unix, every model of computer from every computer company had its own operating system, and they were all different, and it was done to discourage people from changing brands of computers. Once you had this company's computers and operating system and programming languages, you didn't want to move to another one because the changeover would be prohibitively expensive. So over at the Bell Labs, they were getting all the old leftover computers from other Bell affiliates who were upgrading, and they had all these different machines, and they all had these different operating systems. So somebody sat down and said, look, let's just write a simple, basic operating system in the C programming language that will compile and run on all of these various boxes. And that's what they did. And it was originally just internal to Bell Labs. So the sales reps from the computer companies come on over, and they go absolutely ballistic. The idea that there's an alien operating system running on their hardware, and worse, it's the same operating system from machine to machine. So Bell Labs made a public announcement that Unix was internal to Bell only. They were not going to sell it as a commercial product. At that point, the University of California at Berkeley, who had a source license for the Bell Unix, decided they were going to release their own with what were called the Berkeley enhancements. And that became known as the BSD, Berkeley Standard Distribution Unix, which became the foundation for the acceptance of Unix as a standard all across computer graphics and animation companies. And that's what we used at Robert Able. And then, of course, once Bell saw what a success it was being, they came on out with their flavor of Unix, which was System 5. And so the tendency for the end user is they want simple and standard and uniform. That was part of the thinking behind the Amiga computer. But the computer companies, they want you using their software, their codecs, and the codec system is a nightmare. It's true, you'll get a lot of software, and you go to use it, and it pops up and says you have to buy a codec from this company. And so
it's already built into the software. If you don't unlock it, you can unlock it. It's already there. You just need to unlock it.
You need a licensing agreement. Yeah, but I
just real quick before I get off.
All right.
Sorry. If you want to see a great fictional retelling of basically what you were talking about, I cannot recommend the show Halt and Catch Fire.
Oh, I love that.
Texas Instruments.
I love that show. I lived so much of that myself. And for those who don't understand, the name Halt and Catch Fire is because one of the very earliest consumer home computers, there was an address that if you loaded that address into the CPU, it would actually burn out part of the computer. And hence the joke, Halt and Catch Fire. All right, Kyle, we're going to let you go here. And again, back to this codec nonsense. It is a big headache. After I left the production company that did the movie Final Fantasy, I was hired by another company here that was doing multimedia development for education. And everybody's computer systems had different codecs, and that meant when you tried to move audio and video or graphics from one machine to the other, it was just this giant headache. And part of my effort in trying to sort of overhaul the production workflow was to say, we're only going to use these particular codecs and no others are allowed. And that smoothed out a lot of those headaches. But everybody's getting residuals on those codecs. They want you using their codecs. And some of them are very good, especially the high-end image compression ones. And some of them are just junk that gets sold out there as part of package deals. With computer vendors from the software vendors. So it's a mess, and it makes life very hard for the end user to generate a little bit more profit for these computer companies. Now then, getting on back to the present day. As you know, Donald Trump signed an executive order to move the Dakota Access and Keystone pipelines forward. Now, apparently in these executive orders, there is a call for some renegotiation of where the pipelines are actually going to go. There is a demand that only American-produced pipe be used in these pipelines, which may enhance their safety, because when you're buying the cheapest possible pipe you can, you're going to get stuff that fails. And, you know, people are protesting the Dakota Access and Keystone pipelines, and there is a genuine concern. But hopefully in this renegotiation, Trump is going to find a win-win situation for everybody. Now then, speaking of buying cheaply, here in Hawaii, we have this light rail project, which has been a nightmare. It's billions of dollars over budget, years behind schedule. And about 2-3 weeks ago, it was announced they're going to have to replace all of the cars for this light rail system, because they discovered these four giant aluminum beams that form the floor and frame of the cars are defective and already cracking. And now we got news just a week ago that these special little pads on the tops of the pylons that hold the tracks in place, they're going to have to be replaced because they're already cracking and they haven't even had trains on them yet. So, again, this desire for profitability, this lust for paper with colored ink on it, it's destroying the better qualities of what it was to be an American. Pride in your work, a desire to make something that was safe and reliable. Too many corners are being cut here. Apparently, U.S. salmon may be contaminated with a Japanese tapeworm. And apparently it's the first time it's been seen on this side of the Pacific. And, you know, if you know anything about a tapeworm and you eat one, that can be a real, real problem. It's a horrible parasite. Believe it or not, at one time there was a diet aid being sold that was a tapeworm egg. And that did not stay on the market for very long. We are going to take a break for some commercials. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and we will be right back.
folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And looking at some of the headlines that are pouring in here during the program, we're seeing all these articles responding to the earlier comments about shattering the CIA. And it has become rogue. There's no question about that. RIMF.com has a story about the need to reorganize the U.S. spy agencies and remind them that they're supposed to be working for the president and the American people, not the other way around here. Apparently, the liberal media tried to make a big deal over the fact that Donald Trump brought back the bust of Winston Churchill as a decoration for the Oval Office. And they were out there screaming about the insult to Martin Luther King until somebody pointed out that the bust of Martin Luther King is, in fact, still in the Oval Office. There's no rule that says you only can allow one bust in there. He's the president. He can put whatever he wants there. But, again, the liberal media is just, they're on the warpath. They are absolutely on the warpath. And yet, every time they come up with another attack, it backfires on them. Now, apparently, over at the Veterans Administration, people are already being fired for the mishandling of the treatment of our wounded veterans, as they should be. There was a big stink a while ago. We did a flashback article on this one about how the VA was just taking all this mail they were getting from veterans and just shredding it, not even reading it. That's pretty tacky, if you will. They were altering records to make it look like veterans were getting timely medical care that they never actually received. The attitude seemed to have been, if you're not able to fight anymore, you're no use to us, so just go off and die somewhere. Now, McDonald's, this is a weird one. I don't go to McDonald's anymore. I haven't been to a McDonald's in a very, very, very long time. Apparently, they're rolling out Big Mac vending machines. Now, I have no idea how these work, if they are, in fact, robot assembly lines inside that take the ingredients and make the burger right then and there, or somebody just loads them up with Big Macs the way they would potato chips, in which case I have no idea how long that Big Mac has been there. But I think that's a little bit out there. McDonald's is actually in trouble. And the reason they are is for a couple of different reasons. First and foremost, Americans are becoming very conscious about the quality of the food they're eating, whether it's filled with additives, fillers, chemicals like monosodium glutamate, artificial sweeteners like aspartame. The other factor is that McDonald's, like Radio Shack, made a disastrous decision to abandon their original customer base. Now, when I was a kid, and you probably remember the same thing, McDonald's reputation was, this is the place that you go to get a meal if you don't have a lot of money in your pocket. And then all of a sudden, a few years ago, McDonald's wanted to go upscale, and they started doing designer interiors on their stores and the McCafe, and they got really pretentious, and the prices went up at the same time. And the people who really tend to take their trade to upscale eateries weren't being fooled. It was still a McDonald's. And McDonald's original customer base, people looking for an affordable meal, couldn't afford to go there anymore. So now they're going to come out with a Big Mac vending machine. Now, over in the Congress, this idea of abortion is a very contentious one. And it's hard to, you simply can't say all yes or all no. I understand and recognize there are situations in which an abortion is needed to save the life of the mother, or if because of incest or something else, the child is already showing on the ultrasound that they're not going to be born well. Maybe, maybe not. Where I have a real problem with it, I'll tell you when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about abortion, and it's a complicated issue. But apparently, Congress is looking at rescinding Roe versus Wade, which is just a blanket. You can have an abortion for any reason. And they're going to replace it with what they call the heartbeat bill, which is that if the doctor can detect a fetal heartbeat, at that point, the baby is protected. Now, if corporations can be legal persons, so can unborn human beings. One of the things I really disliked about the liberal agenda was when, like, Hillary Clinton came on out and said that you could kill an unborn baby right up to the moment of birth, and there was nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't feel guilty. But if you damage an eagle's egg, you are going to go to prison. Now, part of the problem I have with the way abortion was politicized, and this goes back to the 1990s and the militant feminism, was this idea that a woman had the choice whether to have a child or not, and whatever her choice was, some man was going to be made to pay for it somewhere. And that included in the context of a marriage where, I mean, when I was a kid, I grew up wanting to be a dad. That was one of my high ambitions, and it didn't work out. And in my first marriage, my wife got pregnant, and I said, before we even got married, I said, I want to have a family. She, oh, yes, yes, okay. So she got pregnant and got an abortion. And I'm like, what's going on here? And then all of a sudden, she's dumping on me like I'm the villain and I'm the bad guy. And she's just regurgitating all this stuff she got off of Donahue and Oprah about how men don't really want children. They just say that to get, and it went on and on. It ultimately was one of the causes that led to the divorce. But I think this heartbeat bill does strike a balance there. The one issue I have about abortion is women who will not have birth control because they don't want to think of themselves as that kind of woman, then, of course, they have a moment of weakness, nature takes its course, and they become pregnant, and they want to use abortion like, you know, a retroactive birth control. And that I really do have a little bit of a problem with. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Tim Spencer, who's host of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. I'm really and truly enjoying your show today, buddy, and I wanted to call you to tell you that. And on the subject we're talking about, I am in 1,000% agreement with you. Abortion should not be used as birth control. It is wrong, it is immoral, and that's my opinion on it.
Well, I absolutely agree with you, and one of the issues is all these feminists will come on out and say to anti-abortionists, you know, you don't know when life begins. And, of course, at the same time, they're acting like they do, you know, that we know that life doesn't really begin until this point. You have no way of knowing. For one thing, it's not an off-on switch. It's a continuum.
No.
And I did a video when this whole Planned Parenthood thing was coming on down. I did a video, and it was just very simple. It was set to some of the music my lovely wife had written, and it was a simple question. And it simply showed a whole bunch of famous people ending with the question, you know, or the observation. They all began as a fetus. And so what part of the future was murdered today, and that was over a scan of Planned Parenthood, you wouldn't believe all the hate email I got on that one.
Oh, yes, I would. Absolutely, I would. You know, fetus, all that is the Latin word for baby.
Yeah.
That is truly all it is.
Yeah, it's, like I said, it's a gray area. I understand and accept that there are circumstances where it is definitely needed and justified. But just, again, women who don't want to have birth control because they don't want to see themselves as that kind of woman, and then they get caught, and, you know, abortion is just a retroactive birth control. I do have a real problem with that one.
Oh, I do, too. You know, I've got 8 grandchildren, Michael.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
And I could, you know, I couldn't imagine any of them not being here. You know, to me, the whole idea is horrible. Of course, I love kids, and I fully admit I do. My little 3-year-old granddaughter that lives with us, and her parents live with us, too. It's not one of those deals where mama took off and left the baby. I mean, you know, the whole family lives here on the farm.
Yes.
And my little 3-year-old granddaughter, you know, my world would not be complete without her. It's that simple. You know, she's my spark. She's my reason for living.
No, I understand that exactly. I understand that exactly. And by the way, here in Hawaii, multi-generational families living in the same house is actually quite common. It came in from some of these other cultures populated Hawaii after most of the indigenous were killed off by measles. And so that's a very, very common thing. And, of course, Claire and I are way too old to have kids. We can't adopt because then you got to teach them how to look like you. But I got to tell you, Claire and I make the greatest auntie and uncle you've ever seen to other people's children.
Oh, I believe that, Michael. I truly believe that, buddy. You know, we're indigenous, too. My wife and I are both half-breeds.
Okay.
And, but we live in the native ways. My wife is actually an elder.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, she is. And but we live in the native ways, and that brings me back to another point. You were talking about Dakota Access Pipeline. Now, I don't know if this is true, they're just scuttlebutt, you know, in other words, rumors that I have heard, is saying that the tribal leaders, the presidents of corporations that are now tribes or tribes that are now corporations, however you want to say it,
yes,
have signed off on this stuff. And if that is the case, as much as I hate to say it and admit it, the tribes themselves don't really have a leg to stand on in these protests. And I don't want to, you know, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that the information I'm being given is wrong.
Well, I've heard nothing about that, but on the other hand, you know, we know that political corruption is not confined to Washington, D.C. In fact, if you look at the circumstances that led up to that whole shooting incident that got Leonard Peltier thrown into prison, was a group of wealthy indigenous Americans who were trying to take advantage of everybody else around them, and it factionalized the tribe. And it was very unclear that who was really in the right, only who you know, who had the law on their side, and that's what led to the friction. Again, I think the protesters against these pipelines have a legitimate concern. They have a long track record of leaking and hopelessly contaminating large sections of ground and water supplies.
Oh, I absolutely agree. The only good point I can see in this is Trump has demanded that only American-made pipe be used in the construction of this pipeline, which is a really big plus. But, you know, we can still have earthquakes, we can still have landslides, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sinkholes, yeah.
Sinkholes, yeah, that type of stuff. And that scares the hell out of me. You know, the Missouri River feeds into the Mississippi. And, you know, there's a lot of water supplies come out of the Mississippi. Of course, it's purified. But still, you know, you get hydrocarbons in there. How do you purify that on an industrial scale?
Well, that might be something that's worth funding as a research project, because I remember when I worked on the Mississippi, the joke then was it's too thick to drink and too thin to plow, so we're just going to put riverboats on it.
There you go. I understand that completely. I truly do, Michael. But, you know, I don't know what the real story is. I doubt if we'll ever get the real story. I will tell you one thing. Native American politics is the most vicious entity that one could ever be in. It makes U.S. politics, Russian politics, Ukrainian politics look like kindergarten. It truly does.
Yeah.
You know, I've gone to many tribal council meetings where, you know, guns were pulled. That is not unusual. In fact, it's normal. Guns, knives. People being thrown out of windows. I've seen all that with my own eyes. It's very, very vicious. And it's all because...
Well, I don't know that I want to tarnish all the indigenous Americans with that image.
No, I'm just telling you what I saw, Michael.
No, I understand. I'm going to offer a counter view. When Claire and I were living in Washington State, we got involved with the local Snoqualmie tribe, who were just trying to get their tribal status, and they were all very lovely, nice, and peaceful people. So I think it's going to vary from place to place like it does everywhere else in the world. Anyway, Tim, I got a bunch of callers waiting on the line.
Buddy. I enjoyed talking with you. You're welcome calling my show anytime, and I hope you have a good evening, sir.
All right, thank you very much, and yeah, I'll give your show a call at some point in the near future. We're going to switch over here to Mitch in Ohio. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I got a quick question for you. Is there a way to find out who the members of the press are at each White House press briefing? I've tried 5 different searches on the internet, and I keep getting the same results.
I don't know off the top of my head. I would almost suggest that you actually contact the White House and see if they're going to have a page at the White House website that shows who's currently in those White House press briefings. What's really interesting is there's a report now that they're going to set up a couple of computers with Skype on them to allow people who are in the independent media remotely to take part in these White House press conferences. And that would definitely be something I'd like to get involved with.
Yeah, that would be cool. All right. Well, I appreciate it. Have a good day.
All right. Same to you. We're going to switch over to David in California. Aloha, David. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Okay, let's switch over to Sherry in Fredericksburg. Aloha, Sherry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thank you, Mike. Yeah, I have a take on abortion that I've never heard before, except one person mentioned something to me once. And I don't believe what either side says. I think the important thing is you got to focus on the mom and make sure she's going to be okay whether she has an abortion or not. Because I wanted a second child. My husband wanted to go ahead and have we have a wonderful son. He's just fabulous. Mm. But I had my strong feelings about having a second child, and he went ahead and had his operation. I said, okay, that's all right. So, but I believe it's important to honor the body. Let me get that out right away, because we couldn't be here without it. It's how we get here. But
yes.
I don't believe we can say to God, sorry, God, you're out of luck. You can't bring this body into the world because mom had an abortion. I believe in the word ruah, meaning wind, breath, and spirit. When Adam breathed the breath of life, if you want to, you know, look at that, he breathed the spirit life as well. And I think God's going to bring that child into the world. And it'll probably be in your life, and it'll probably serve the purpose it was supposed to serve on some level. But if he wants that child here, God works in and through all that breathe, and the breath is, you can reproduce now, you are in the world, and I don't think anyone can keep God from letting that happen because of this ruah, meaning wind, breath, and spirit. You just, I don't know. Mike, I have my reasons to believe this because I won't go into it, but I have a reason to believe that the child might have come into my life anyway, and I just will leave it at that. And I just want to throw that out there as another alternative.
All right. Well, thank you for your opinion here, and we're going to let you go. Switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
On Monday, this guy went up to the Marine Guard at the White House and said that he'd like to go in and meet with President Obama. And the guard said to him, sir, Mr. Obama is not the president anymore. He no longer resides here. So the guy said, okay. Now, yesterday, same guy goes back to the same Marine Guard and says that he'd like to go in and meet with President Obama. And the Marine Guard again says, sir, as I told you yesterday, Mr. Obama is no longer the president, and he no longer resides here. Did you not understand? And the man said, oh, I understand. I just like hearing it.
Yes.
the Marine Guard snapped attention, saluted, and said, see you tomorrow, sir.
Yeah, I had heard variations on that one as well. And, Obama's out there trying to do his legacy thing here. And when Hillary gets her talk show going for her run for 2020, I'm sure Obama will be a regular guest there, and just trying to resell that whole identity politics thing. By the way, somebody wrote in and reminded me that we don't need a felony conviction of Hillary Clinton to keep her from running from the White House again. Congress can still impeach her after the fact for her behavior as Secretary of State, and if she's impeached, then she can no longer hold public office. So,
right. I wanted to say something about the MLK bust issue thing as well.
Yes.
Black Lives Matter, in its recent iconoclastic phase, where they want to tear down all kinds of statues of old dead white men and such, also ended up picking on, in several cases, these statues where there are various quotes of MLK, statues of MLK with quotes and stuff. And at the one, I think it was in Oregon University, they were picking on the quote from his I Have a Dream speech where he says he hopes his four children can grow up in a country where they're judged by the content of their character rather than the color of their skin. And the gripe of the group, they were thinking about taking that quote off because it was, like, insufficiently inclusive. And I thought, this is silly. you know, it was a statement about race. I mean, he specifies color skin, and that's okay. It doesn't, you know, if you can make a powerful statement about one specific issue, you don't have to make, it doesn't have to be a statement about every issue that we're concerned about today. It was about that issue at that time. And they actually want to, like, remove this quote, you know?
Well, you can't be all inclusive. There's simply too much out there. I mean, you could talk for, you know, for 10 hours trying to list all the people, and there's still going to be somebody that, you know, say, oh, you forgot to mention the Pitcairn Islanders.
Yeah,
you know, they're
exactly.
going to be offended because you didn't include them.
Exactly. Precisely. So, I mean, the quote is so hugely powerful. I'm a 56-year-old white man, and I've always loved that quote. And I thought it was one of the most powerful quotes ever to came out of the civil rights movement. And these fools have to tinker with it because it doesn't fit their agenda. It doesn't address their agenda.
Okay, well, Glenn, I'm going to have to let you go. Glenn, I'm going to have to let you go. I'm going to take a break for a commercial. Back with our final phone call after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alive.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. I'm already getting lots and lots of email about the abortion issue. It certainly is a hot button here. We're going to take a phone call here from David in California. You can call back on in. And what is on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, when you were talking a little about abortion, I don't know, 7 months ago or something, I came upon a website that an article on the internet that had these different groups that were not conservative, but they were, like one bumper sticker would say, if the choice is to kill, then yes, I am anti-choice. Secularprolife.org is their website. Other groups, Life Matters is one, New Wave Feminism against abortion. There's a lot of leftist groups that are against abortion because of the violent act of it. And then Yes. There were none as a group, Secular Pro-Life, Democrats for Life and of America, Feminists for Nonviolent Choices, Pro-Life Allies. And one banner at a protest, for instance, said, Women for Nonviolent Choices, No war, no abortion, no death penalty. Anyways, I just wanted to put that in there. And the abortion thing, there's people on the left that, because of the violence towards the, call it the biological entity, they're against it. So,
well, I mean, a lot of people have opinions. I'm getting, I just got an email from somebody saying, you know, a baby isn't a separate human being until the umbilical cord is cut and the woman has the right to do whatever she wants with it. Well, I mean, half that baby is from the father as well, and I think he should have a say about that as well. So,
well, even if he says it's hers, though, it doesn't take away the pain. Why don't we show films of it everywhere if it's so nonviolent and everything?
Well, yeah, they definitely hide that. I mean, look at how Planned Parenthood responded to those undercover videos and the revelations that they were treating these aborted babies like they were, you know, chicken parts, you know, just cutting them up and selling them, not marketing them. And, you know, what's kind of amazing, you hear about all these Black Lives Matters people out there screaming that whites are coming to kill them, whites are coming to kill them. They ought to look at Planned Parenthood, because Margaret Sanger actually set up Planned Parenthood specifically to target the black population.
And I'm aware of that. Colored people are weeds, she said.
Yes.
And the other thing about this whole thing with do you know Napolitano was talking a lot to Trump, and the reason why I brought that up, it goes into first Snowden, because about a year or so ago, I wrote it down somewhere in my notebook, but I don't have it in front of me. Basically, Napolitano said Snowden is a hero, and Ron Paul
yes.
did too. And now that he got the ear of Donald Trump, I think that we should give a vote. It's not just to the left, but Leonard Peltier and all these yep. other people that truly deserve, in my opinion, and other people's, to be out of jail. Whether
I agree. Okay, David.
I hope he hears this, or someone can forward it to him. And that's about all I got for today. But.
Okay, well, that's good, because we just got the music starting, and it's time for us to close our show and make way for the next show that's coming on, which is John Stad Miller, of course. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, stay skeptical, make good choices. Make a point of taking what you learn here and sharing it with other people gently. You're all part of Rivero's Rangers. You are all part of the independent media. Aloha, America.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.